If Helen Reddy sang, "I Am Woman," Helen Woman would sing, "I Am Reddy." Here's the theme. Hello there, I'm Peter Schickele, and this is Schickele Mix, a program dedicated to the proposition that all musics are created equal. Or as Duke Ellington put it, if it sounds good, it is good. And to have good radio shows, you have to have good providers, somebody to bring home the bacon. In our case, we're talking about this very radio station. And if, as some folks do at meals, we said grace at the beginning of this program, those organizations would be the second recipient of our thanks. Speaking of meals, I don't know about your family, but both of mine, by that I mean the one of which I'm one of the kids as well as the one of which I'm one of the parents, we have certain catchphrases that are part of the family lingo, one of which was contributed by my brother years and years ago. I was living on not much money in those days, and he was living on even less. But because of a film project we were both involved in, we found ourselves one evening dining at the home of the sister of a very famous columnist. She lived in an exclusive residential area, you know, that you had to go through a gatehouse to enter. And although the atmosphere was relaxed and informal, the meal itself was fit for a king and or queen. And about halfway through it, my brother smacked his lips and said, "Boy, you know, good food is better than bad food." I find that to be a very profound statement. And it's applicable in such a wide range of fields, you know what I mean? I mean, good music is better than bad music, too. And good directions are better than bad directions. Good vibrations are certainly better than bad vibrations, and I think most of us would agree that good sex is better than bad sex. But let's get back to the subject of victuals. Today's program is called You Are and You Sing About What You Eat. They say that some people eat to live and others live to eat. Well, I'm definitely in the latter category. And now that I'm in my dotage, or should I say old doggage, I'm trying to learn some new tricks, like not eating when I'm not hungry. Fortunately, music, even Brahms, isn't fattening. Now, there's only one thing worse than bad food, and that's no food. It would be nice to think that someday we will be able and willing to move food around this planet as efficiently as we now move guns and ammunition. In the meantime, here's the Food is Better Than No Food song cycle. It's got three numbers and lasts about 9.5 minutes. See you later.
So in the morning when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings.
Experimenting from Saturday
evening. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, dinner bell rings. I'm waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding, ding, ding. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding, ding, ding. Waiting for the dinner bell to do the bell thing. Dinner bell, ding.
Hawks and crows do lots of things,
but the canary only sings.
She is a courtesan on wings,
so I've heard.
Eagles and storks are twice as strong.
All the canary knows is song,
but the canary gets along.
Gilded birds,
sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast.
Food is better than no food song cycle. The first number was, of course, the first number from Oliver, the musical. And this was the original Broadway cast recording. And then we heard a tune from one of my favorite newer groups, They Might Be Giants. This is from their album Apollo 18. The tune is called Dinner Bell. And then finally, from one of my favorite musicals, The Boys from Syracuse, Rodgers and Hart, and that was Sing for Your Supper. This is from the 25th anniversary revival of The Boys from Syracuse in New York. It opened on April 15th, 1963. I saw that production. Sing for Your Supper with Alan Hanley, Julianne Marie, and Karen Morrow. Now, of course, we don't ingest edible material solely for the sake of nutrition or even gluttony. We also do it for medicinal reasons. It's the first of two tidbit times on today's show, and we're going to hear an unaccompanied vocal composition entitled Jenks's Vegetable Compound by one J.C. Macy. Sort of sounds like a department store merger, doesn't it? J.C. Macy flourished at the turn of the century. The liner notes on this album refer to the undergraduate humor of this piece. All I can say is that when I was an undergraduate, I sure wish I had heard my music performed by groups as good as the King's Singers.
Read the testimonials from reliable sources. Very reliable sources. Voluntary, every one of them. John Smith was afflicted with severe aggravation.
Oh, friends.
With 15 diseases in one combination.
Oh, friends.
The doctors gave him up.
The doctors gave him up. They all gave him up. Everybody gave him up.
Except his wife.
Except his wife.
She made up her mind.
And when a woman makes her mind up, it's there to stay
always. When she makes her mind up,
it's there always. Though the summer roses fade, though the summer roses fade.
His wife,
she bought a bottle of the great vegetable remedy to be well shaken before taken and kept in a very cool place, well corked. See directions on the bottle
and read
the testimonials very carefully, quite carefully.
He took the contents of 15 bottles, did Smith, one bottle to each disease, and experienced a very great change.
Here,
was relieved
of his money. Children cry for it, children cry for it.
Not a family should be without it. Read the testimonials from reliable sources,
from all sources.
Jones was a total wreck.
He was.
He couldn't lie down. He couldn't sit up. Ate nothing for 3 long years.
Jones was a total wreck.
wreck. Without any doubt, worth talking about, he was a total wreck. Till at last he was persuaded by a highly respectable neighbor across the way to procure a bottle of Jenks's vegetable compound. And now he eats four meals a day, and sometimes five. Get the genuine, take no other, while there's life, there is hope, dear friends. Sold, sold everywhere, all the chemists keep it. Be sure to get the genuine, beware of imitations.
Beware of imitations.
Sold, sold everywhere.
And so was Jones.
Jenks's compound, good for man.
Jenks, good for man.
Good for man, for man or beast.
Our little tidbit there was Jenks's Vegetable Compound by J.C. Macy, sung by the King's Singers on their album Victorian Collection. And this is a fairly old LP, and if you heard a little bit of echo in the background, that is not a double chorus effect. That's just something that happens in old LPs. I'm Peter Schickele, and the program is still Schickele Mix from PRI, Public Radio International. There tends to be an especially strong bond between food and musicians. A lot of musicians are good, and I mean serious cooks. That category, by the way, does not include your humble host, who can spread peanut butter very evenly, but that's about it. But at least two musicians I know have actually started restaurants. Now, for us touring musicians, food is a major concern. In the first place, when you're on the road, meals are often the only events of interest aside from the concerts. And secondly, most of us don't like to eat right before concerts, which means we're famished afterwards. But in smaller towns, it's often quite a trick to find someplace open after 10 p.m. Of course, sometimes there's a reception. But the food at such gatherings is often nothing more than cheese cubes and toothpicks. Besides, one of the main points of those things is to allow people to meet and talk with the performers. And it has happened more than once to me that by the time I got over to the table, all the food was gone. Somebody once told me that one of the big bands, Count Basie's, I think it was, had perfected the technique of entering the room where a post-concert reception was being held, descending on the food table like a swarm of locusts, sweeping it clean practically without breaking stride, and disappearing out the other door without talking to a soul. When you're on the trail, you can't afford to be too picky about your food, unless you can afford to bring it with you, as I believe Carol Channing used to do. Years ago, my friend Philip Glass told me that when he was on tour, he sometimes abandoned his vegetarian ways because he got so tired of grilled cheese sandwiches. Of course, it's easier to be a vegetarian now than it was then. Okay, our first song cycle dealt with food in general. The Let's Get Specific food song cycle zeroes in on three favorite comestibles and takes a little over 9 minutes to do so.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh,
table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so
embarrassed.
chomp, 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 do-do-do, 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 do-do-do.
I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
I watch them making up. I feel like I'm family. Lord knows I've seen enough. She puts her hand on me. She craves a casserole. He always doubts her with a resounding no. How old is that can of tuna? Flipper could be in there. She contends that he is crazy, but my life is fair. I sit on the lower shelf. I didn't eat more beef stew. You won't believe the way they fight, the things we could tell you. Then one awful day, the man went away. She became unhinged when on an eating binge. She ripped me open, mixed my guts with mayonnaise. She tossed me in the garbage. I lay there in a daze. She won't recycle. Where was she on Earth Day? I could become a frying pan or a brand new Chevrolet. I am taken to the dump. You don't know how this feels. I'm in a plastic coffin on top of orange peels. All that time we spent together, now in an angry flash, I have been reduced to a useless piece of, useless piece of, useless piece of trash.
And the Let's Get Specific food song cycle goes off into the sunset. It began with a tremendous favorite of mine, Vegetables, from the Beach Boys album, Smiley Smile. And those of you who like that album, Smiley Smile, and the one that came after it, Wild Honey, if you haven't replaced it on CD yet, if you haven't replaced those two, I strongly suggest you get the CD, the two albums on one CD, with some very interesting liner notes. It really gives you a sense of the history of the time at what a competition there was for the great rock and roll album. And there had been a lot of publicity about how Smile, as it was going to be called, was going to be the great album and blow the Beatles out of the water. And then the Beatles came out with Sgt. Pepper right about the same time that Smiley Smile came out. And it was the beginning of a down period for the Beach Boys, and a lot of people thought this was a real letdown, this album. I think it's a great album. I'm a silly person, I admit it, but I think it's a wonderful, sunny, great album. It's two hits everybody likes, Heroes and Villains and Good Vibrations, but I love tunes like this, Vegetables. Also, the notes will give you some interesting little bits of trivia, like the fact that the chomping on vegetables that provides some of the percussion includes Paul McCartney, who had dropped by. And as a matter of fact, there's a note here by Al Jardine, one of the members of the Beach Boys. He sort of blew it because Paul McCartney was hanging around, but Al went into the booth to listen to his, that is, Al's vocal work on the tune they were working on. And while he was in there, Paul played the spectacular A Day in the Life from the as-yet-unreleased Sgt. Pepper LP for Brian Wilson. Al says, "I'll always regret missing that." I'll bet he does. Okay, Smiley Smiles, Vegetables. Then we had the Ice Cream Sextet from Street Scene, Kurt Vile's American musical with lyrics by Langston Hughes. And that was sung by David Marsh and Anthony Mee. And then in an unusual problem here, I'm not quite sure whether the character of Henry Davis was sung by Ben Holt or Bruce Hubbard, because Ben Holt apparently died while this recording was being made. So some of it is one voice and some of it is the other. Kurt Vile's Street Scene. And we ended with the Chenille Sisters singing I Am a Can of Tuna from their album Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm. This may very well be the only song ever written from the point of view of a tin can. And here it is, Tidbit 2 time. The song you are about to hear chronicles what has got to be one of the most surprising meals in repast history. Now, this cut has a great groove going, so you can just bop along on that if you want, but I do suggest that keeping track of the words will deepen your experience of this tune.
I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. The church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Yeah. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Now, everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? And praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up, and with all my might, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hand. And then join with me the choir said, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We've got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. The preacher, he stopped preaching. And a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. For everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
And the mama's in the kitchen.
Oh, yes,
she's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.
Children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing
to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans.
Let it be.
It's time for dinner. got some beans and good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said.
To the Lord, praises be.
Praise be.
It's time for dinner now.
Dinner, boy.
Say it, Lyle. Lyle Lovett from the album Joshua Judges Ruth. The tune was Church. I'm Peter Schickele, and this is Schickele Mix from PRI, Public Radio International. If I were a novelist, I'd want to be the kind of novelist who writes his novel while sitting at a sidewalk cafe table in Paris. There's something lubricating, creatively speaking, about a certain kind of low-level distraction. I do a lot of composing while playing solitaire in hotel rooms or while driving. I used to spend a lot of time in a certain diner. The waitresses must have thought I was the loneliest guy in the world, because sometimes I'd sit there for 2 hours or more thinking, how could they know this, about music. They don't have to put up with me as much anymore, not because I like diners any less, but because these days they usually have the radio on, and that's one thing my own thoughts can't compete with. I understand that the French composer Darius Milhaud used to request hotel rooms as close as possible to where the band would be playing. He liked to write while hearing other music, but that seems absolutely bizarre to me, and I think probably to most composers. Well, nowadays, most bars have a jukebox, a radio, and three TVs on at all times, so the diner, when I can find a quiet one, is my sidewalk cafe. But you can't sit there and eat for 2 hours. They'd have to roll you out to your car. So it's the old cup of coffee, or two or three cups of coffee. I don't really care that much about coffee. I'm not one of those people who isn't human until he has his cup of coffee in the morning. I don't usually drink it in the morning. But it's a good excuse to sit in coffee shops. Our last suite is the Something to Wash It Down song cycle. The second song is in German, and it goes, eating and drinking hold the body together. It is my favorite pastime of all, eating and drinking. When food and drink cheer me no more, then farewell, then world, good night. Ah, when rolls and pies bid goodbye to my palate, then my days are finished. Ah, and when in my sweet brimming glass sorrow and trouble sink downward, then to all the world, good night. That's the middle one of three songs. I'll see you in approximately 7.5 minutes.
A 2, 3, 4, hey there, waitress, don't push dessert on me.
But I've had my fill, I've lost my will, I'm not as hungry as I used to be.
I'm moving a little slower, I got an aching in my back.
But I've got so many love handles, I drive my car from luggage rack.
So you can keep that dessert list, it's a waste of time, you see, cause another cup of coffee is dessert enough for me. I'd rather be just a Joe, I'd rather be Jolt of Java, I'd rather be a cup of that, never get enough of that molten Brazilian lava. So honey, bring the pot,
sugar daddy, I am not.
I need stimulation for my circulation. So bring me another cup of coffee, cause that's dessert enough for me.
Friends, when it's time to set your hands to shake, and when it's time to grind your teeth to a powder, and when you want to stare at the ceiling all night, try a big fat steaming cup of Swedish gasoline. It'll shake you down to your booty. Yeah, sure, you betcha.
So pour yourself a tall one, let out a yip, and keep your pulse pounding with yet another cup of that hot steaming Joe. It's good for what ails you, and it ails what's good for you.
I
I'd rather be jazz than Joe. I'd rather be jolt than Java. I'd rather be a couple that never get enough of that molten Brazilian lava. Ba-doom. So, honey, bring the pot, a sugar daddy, I am not. I need stimulation for my circulation. So bring me another cup of coffee.
I said another cup of coffee.
How's about one more cup of coffee?
What do you think about another cup of coffee?
Oh, waitress, one more cup of coffee.
Do-do-do-do, another cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'll have another cup of coffee.
Another cup of coffee.
Little the coffee.
Wobble ball, another cup of coffee, cause that's dessert enough for me. Fill it to the rim, cause I'm driving, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm bum, 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 bow.
Essen, trinken, das erhält den Neid. Siehst doch mein dieser Zeit vertreibt das Essen und Trinken. Lang nicht Speis und Trank nicht mehr, dann ade, dann Welt, gute Nacht. Essen, trinken, das erhält das Mädchen.
I'll cut a rug till I'm snug. jug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
The Something to Wash It Down song cycle, something very nice to wash it down. We began with Mr. Elk and Mr. Seal. A cassette of theirs called Nulla Verba Obscenitus, No Dirty Words. And they're right about that. And that was a tune called, what was it called? It's called Another Cup of Coffee. And then we had from an album called The Comic Mozart, a canon called Essen und Trinken, Eating and Drinking. And that was the Vienna Akademie Kammerchor, chamber choir, conducted by Xaver Meyer. Mozart, you know, was a real party animal. I've said that many times. And even if the movie Amadeus is a little bit perhaps over-stylized, or at least if you want to take it as history, it's over-stylized. Nevertheless, it's true that compared to the old image of Mozart, he probably was a fairly gross person. Certainly his sense of humor was gross by modern standards, but that's not necessarily an indication of how it was viewed by his contemporary standards. But he wrote a lot of canons and rounds and party pieces, and this is a very nice album containing examples of all those genres. And then finally, the suite ended with the Ink Spots, the original Ink Spots, album called Whispering Grass, but that tune was called Java Jive. Okay, now, you know, I was thinking during that suite, and it seems to me that we have time to do this. I was just thinking, you know, I write songs too, and I've got a song that is so perfect for this program, and here we are, we have some time. I think that I happen to know there's a piano in the next studio over, the big studio, and I have found the place to patch in, you know, to get that mic on and everything. So I'm just going to move over to the next studio and do that song. I'm going to get the, that should be on in the other studio. So if you'll just bear with me, it won't take a minute to get in there and sing that song for you. I'm not really warmed up. Mic set up. All set. Got up this morning, couldn't fit in my jeans. I need to lose a lot of weight, and you know what that means. It means hunger, hunger. It means hunger. All it takes is a couple of weeks on the road, and I come back looking like Mr. Toad because of hunger, hunger. Of hunger. Now I really hate being so gall-darn fat, but there's something else I may hate worse than that, and that's hunger, hunger, and that's hunger. Still and all, you know, it doesn't make sense to be a dictionary picture of the adjective immense because of hunger, hunger, because of hunger. And you can't believe all that you read in the press. If you want to lose weight, well, you gotta eat less. It means hunger, hunger. It means hunger. So to most of the foods that I love, so I'm gonna say goodbye and I'll say hello to old hunger, hunger, to old hunger. And every time I feel I can't be strong, I'll just write another verse to this dippy little song about hunger. Hunger, about hunger. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, emptiness. Feel like I could die. All right. Now, I guess I have to get back. wasn't so hard. Yeah, let's get that mic back off. Everything should be cool in the other studio. Live music is not dead on radio. That was my song, Hunger, sung by me. And as far as I'm concerned, this was a very successful show. Why do I say that? Those of you who listen to this show regularly will agree that I don't make value judgments on the program. But in this case, I know it's a successful show because I am one hungry puppy. And all I can say is that I hope you're as close to some food as I am. And that's Strictly Mix for this week. Our program is made possible with funds provided by this radio station and you, its members. We'll tell you in a moment how you can get an official playlist of all the music on today's program with record numbers and everything. Just refer to the program number. This is Program 47. And this is Peter Sicily saying goodbye and reminding you that it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that certain je ne sais quoi. You're looking good. See you next week. If you'd like a copy of that playlist I mentioned, send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Sicily Mix. That's S-C-H-I-C-K-E-L-E, Sicily Mix. Care of Public Radio International, 100 North 6th Street, Suite 900A, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55403.
PRI, Public Radio International.